Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I am Jen Sullivan.
I am Jess Matlin. What's up? How are you?
We are your beauty reporters on the ground and also your friends in your ears.
Oh, that's so sweet. What's up?
New tagline.
How is everybody? It's high summer. It's high summer.
Here in New York City. Yes, it is.
My brows are looking quite big. I'm looking on the screen right now. I'm like, do they look too big?
Your Kelly Baker brows?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
It's been a couple weeks since I've seen Kelly. I don't know if, well, Kelly lives in LA, so she can't fix him. I don't know.
No, you're looking good. What's going on?
Okay. What's going on? Well, first of all, hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone's having a safe, happy summer, staying sane. I got something in the mail the other day. Jeff put this like chubby envelope on my desk and he was like, you got a book. And I was like, a book? I haven't read like a full book in so long. And I opened it up and I was like, oh my God, it's here, it's here, it's here. So Marissa Meltzer, she's a writer. You might know her byline from Vogue, from Vanity Fair, Town and Country. Okay, very fancy writer. New York Times, how can I forget? She wrote the book everyone has been waiting for in the beauty community. It's about Glossier. Some people are calling it like a tell-all. Well, not really, because she's not like she worked at Glossier. It's like a study of Glossier, the culture of Glossier, the impact of Glossier.
I'm so excited for this.
I'm not fully through it, so I can't give you my review. But Jen, we should start talking amongst ourselves. And if anyone has some questions that they want to send for Marissa.
You didn't even, you buried the lead.
You buried the lead. Oh. You have the galley. Why do you have the galley, Jess?
Because Jen and I are interviewing Marissa on Fat Mascara in like
first
a month.
Podcast exclusivity. She's coming here first to Fat Mascara to tell all about her tell all. Plus, I've always wanted to have her on the show. She's just so smart and funny. And
she's great.
Great reporter.
She's really funny.
So, of course, we're doing our advance homework on that. I'm serious. You better, like, watch that galley. Like, you put one of those little AirPod things that, like, those tags.
A tracker.
Put a little AirTag on it. Yeah, like a tracker. Yeah.
It's really good so far. It is very nuanced. It is very nuanced. It's not, like, a sensationalist sort of book. So let's kind of watch our DMs for that, Jen. You can also email us, info@fatmascara.com.
Oh, if you have questions that you want us to bring up with Marissa when we talk to her.
Yeah, anecdotes. We can give her things to respond to as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call us. You can even put that on our phone line. We shouldn't just use that for RazaWan. You can always call us with questions, comments.
Note.
Maybe you have a question for Marissa and you want to ask it on our phone, on our voicemail, and then I'll play it for Marissa. That could be fun.
That would be great.
Do you know our
great.
Phone number? Jess, what's our phone number?
You know I'm never going to. I can't remember anything like that.
Love it. It's my favorite game. 646-481-8182. It's in the show notes. Call us, of course, with your RazaWans, which we'll talk about at the end of the show, but also with questions for Marissa. What else is popping in your group text these days, Jess, besides everybody wants to borrow your book?
So, okay. So this was not a group text. This was a WhatsApp sent the other night. And my friend loves to send me like little links to things. I guess it's not like that uncommon, but she sends me like usually very thoughtful.
So I have this friend that texts me links to stuff I should look at online. Literally everybody's experience everywhere.
I know, like I'm so unusual. I'm so kooky and unique. So she sent me this link and it was to, I don't know if any of you guys like know this YouTube vlogger, Laurie Hill, L-O-R-R-Y. A lot of you are probably nodding and being like, yes, of course, because she's massive. But she does these really lengthy videos of celebrity, alleged plastic surgery videos. So she might take a like celebrity, anyone, could be young, could be old. And it's like, if they had plastic surgery, I'm not saying that they did, it's highly likely.
Just asking questions.
And she does it in a way that many people find very inoffensive because she really does it in a very like legally correct way. You know what I mean? Like she really protects herself. She's very kind too. So she's like, she is beautiful before, even more beautiful after. So I don't want you to think that this was like some disgusting tabloid takedown video, but she talked about Jennifer Lawrence because as many of you have seen, Jennifer Lawrence was away from the spotlight for a few years. She had a baby. She wasn't doing movies. She's been really public recently because she has a new movie. She came out. She's wearing a lot of LaRoe. She's doing every fashion, like, moment right, you know, in, like, the fashion
sphere. Jennifer 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. And
no longer the ingenue, now the sophisticated mother.
There is something, like, a little different, in my personal opinion, about her look, but it could just be, like, I don't know, people change as they get older. But my friend sent me this video and as they broke down, listen, I watched the whole thing for 20 minutes at like 12:45 at night. It was like, her brow is higher. The space between her nose and her upper lip is longer. She may have had this, like she went through everything. And I thought, listen, I don't know if she had anything done. If she did have something done, that's her freaking business. It's her like, I don't know. I'm not here to comment. This is not what this segment is about.
But you were fascinated.
I was fascinated and it was about sort of like, it's like, this is not the right analogy, but like the boiling a frog. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. For those who don't know, like the frog doesn't know as the water temperature gets higher and higher until we get to the boiling point, which with Jennifer Lawrence being something's different until we get to that day where Lori thinks it's worthy of a video.
Right. But like, if you look at a picture of me from like 15 years ago, I look very different too.
This is what, can I reply to your commentary
here?
Yeah,
but I haven't had like a lot of things done at all. Like I've not had.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is something Sofia Vergara and I were talking about, which is
She, unlike us, and Jennifer Lawrence, unlike us, have a huge video and photo trail of exactly what they look like. She was talking about how over the 11 years of Modern Family, it was like she could watch herself age before her eyes. None of we regular people have that experience. Even if we go back to still photos from 10 years ago, we don't have that live footage. We're not taking the time to put them in Photoshop and a video editing app to put them one by one by one so you can see those changes. I think part of what's going on, I'm not saying she hasn't had plastic surgery, two things. One, she has so much photo to work with that you can really start to see the small changes that happen to all of us, but on this like larger scale, and maybe attribute them to plastic surgery. Two, motherhood. Who came out of motherhood and told me, A, their nose grows and their teeth separate and get wider? Who told me that, Jess Matlin?
I'm waving.
It was you.
Me.
It was you.
I did get Invisalign though.
Right, because your two teeth had shifted so much because of the hormones that flood your body when you have motherhood cause all of your bones and muscles to relax and widen. It's part of how your pelvis can let a baby out, but that happens to everywhere on you, including your teeth. And so motherhood also changes the way you look, even after you are done giving birth to children, if you do. So that's something. And I think those two things combined. Listen, I'm not saying she didn't have plastic surgery. That's part of the job when you're in Hollywood, but
yeah, I don't want to be, I'm not trying to pretend naive. Like, I don't know. It's just a few photos. Like, yeah.
It's a combination of like this visual record that didn't exist. Remember we were talking about like, oh, is she a 50s person, a 70s person? It's not exactly it.
Yeah.
But like from 1950 to 1970, let's say it was Elizabeth Taylor. Like,
yeah.
What do we have? 7 still photos, a couple, like the movies. they're low res, right? They're not these high res videos we have now. There's just so much content out there for us to pick. And we're a visual society now. We all look at our own faces all day long. We want to pick it apart.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like a little bit.
So what do you think she had done?
Oh, what do I think she had done? I don't really think it's my business and I don't want to go on the record and speculate.
Go watch also, the video from Lori.
I'd love to have her on the podcast too. So, you know.
Oh, that's a good idea. Jennifer Lawrence or Lori Hill?
Both of them.
Well, I think we just ruined our chances with Jennifer Lawrence.
Listen, Jennifer Lawrence is a big Bravo fan. She loves.
What's the logical?
I'd love to talk about Bravo with her.
Housewives with her. Okay. I was like, last I checked, we are not a Bravo podcast. We are a beauty podcast.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying there.
Yeah. I feel like there would be a lot to
if Lori comes on, we'll talk beauty with her. If Jennifer comes on, you can do that interview. You and she can talk about the Housewives together. What else is going on?
Okay, so
it's time to do the podcast.
Okay, before we go do the news, I want to do a new game. Jen, you know how I'm like,
I love a game.
I know I'm throwing this at you last minute, but you know how I'm obsessed with fantasy shopping, looking always on like Etsy and eBay, even Poshmark has entered the mix like the past couple of years, okay?
Your Etsy thing with like the vintage clown soap dishes for like a week or two.
Perot clowns. They have a name.
Yeah. Yeah. She's always sending me links of like these random things. Okay. Yes. I do know this about you. Go on.
Okay.
What's the game?
I am looking to buy some beauty, some discontinued beauty. It may sit on my shelf. It may be used, TBD. And you're going to tell me whether or not it's worth it.
Oh, this is the game. Okay. You're about to send me some link to a Perot clown?
It might be a beauty accessory sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. Let's expand it.
Okay. So we're pretending we're in the store here. Hold on. I'm linking on it. And
a virtual store.
The
virtual store.
Like you go shopping with your friends and I sit here and I talk you into or out of the purchase. Holy crap. That's a lot of money, Jess. Why do you? Okay, guys. It says, so let me describe what I'm looking at. Go ahead. You go ahead. It's
okay,
your game.
Let's walk it back for a sec, Jen.
I went in hot.
You really went in hot. Cost per use.
Why don't you tell everybody what it is we're going to discuss whether or not you should buy?
Okay. Little known fact, or maybe much discussed and probably rather annoying to Jen at this point. I love looking for old Stella McCartney online, okay? And
you love old perfume anything online.
I love old perfume anything, but the original Stella McCartney was amazing. It reminds me of happy times. I love the bottle.
Keep going. This is your case as to why you should be buying this.
I think it's timeless. And
okay, I want everybody else in the fam to be in on the decision of whether or not you should buy this. Why don't you tell them, like, what is the scent going on here for original Stella McCartney?
It's a beautiful, it's not a dusty rose. It's kind of an irreverent rose. Hopefully it still smells like this.
It came in a purple, smoky purple frosted bottle with the little Stella dotted logo. I do remember this one.
Maybe
well.
It's almost like a smoky quartz. Imagine yourself wearing a smoky quartz.
Oh my God,
quartz.
It looks like one of those rocks you crack open and there's like, yeah, purple quartz.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous bottle. It was a rose that like, it wasn't a rose. It wasn't like a garden rose. It was a subversive rose.
Yeah, exactly. Like almost, I don't want to say like a tobacco rose. It was like a cloudy, cool rose.
Yes, and I'm looking at what you sent me, which is eBay. So somebody still has this bottle. Girl, first of all, guys, this is an original Stella by Stella McCartney perfume, 3.3 ounces, which if you're a beauty editor, you automatically know is 100 milliliters. Rare, it says in all caps.
Okay, I was going to say all caps rare.
New with box, but I will tell you in the picture, it is next to the box. It is no longer in the box. And I will also say that bottle looks empty. Like I see the little straw hitting the bottom there and I don't see the reference of liquid in there, but that's not to say it isn't full.
No, however, $349.95. Wait. Okay, I got you one better. Well, it's for me. I don't know
there's
why.
There's one for cheaper? Do the one that costs less than three?
Wait, there's one for $347 sealed in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Same size.
Okay.
So we're good, guys. We're good.
Oh, so the game is that you just justified it to me and I don't get to weigh in about whether or not you should buy this? Okay, she's buying it for $347. I don't see how the game aspect of this works.
Okay. Guys, I don't really know. That's a lot of... I'm being a little silly, guys. You know that, right? I know it's a lot of money.
Yeah, but...
This goes
all right,
into
first of
the,
all, there are plenty of brand new fragrances that cost $350 these days. So why not
true.
Get one that you know is a winner that will give you... Why am I justifying it right now? I think
and
I could justify
a
this.
Small business in Eden Prairie.
Wait, is it a little business this person
I don't know.
Has selling?
No, I've never
right,
done yeah.
right, like, you're just adding more justification points. My mother and I used to do this at the mall. Like whatever item it was, like you make the pro and con case to each other. And then
oh,
if
like
you
this.
Buy it... Yeah, and if you buy it, we'd call it obsess. We'd have to then at least talk about it like five more times that day and the next day to make sure. Yeah, we definitely got our money's worth. Speaking of obsess, I know we have to get into the podcast. When I was in Germany...
We're in it. With my,
yeah, I haven't yet justified this, but I might be able to. When I was in Germany, my dad, he got like all like finding his roots. You know, he's German. His parents were born in Germany, whatever. And he's lost a bunch of weight. So he like has been buying himself because he could finally fit into like regular store clothes. He went to the mall and he bought a shirt and he was like, kept talking about the shirt, like the way my mom and I used to about like whatever purchase where we started making fun of him. And then he was talking about this jacket that he didn't get. You know, those purchases that you regret. You're like, why didn't I buy that? I keep thinking of it. My father can't really walk that well. He can walk maybe a city block. On the day we went to the museum without him because he can't walk as well, he by himself took an Uber, which means he opened up the Uber app and he's like, he's okay on a phone, but like, this is a big deal. It took... two blocks to the mall, the German mall, to go back and buy the jacket that he had wanted the whole time.
Oh, my God.
We get home from the museum, and he's like, I got the jacket. P.S., I haven't even seen this jacket
yet,
but it
was
so funny.
Like?
I know. I got to find a picture of him in it so that I can share with everybody. But, like, just seeing my dad obsess about a purchase was so sweet.
That's really sweet.
In the way that you and I are obsessing right now. So back to the game. Does she buy it or does she not?
I think... I'm kind of playing with Monopoly money here, guys. I'm using Fat Mascara bucks. I'm using FM bucks. Wait, we should have a bank of 1,000 FM bucks for the summer.
For the year. That's all.
For the summer.
For the summer. 2 months left.
I've got 1,000 FM bucks.
Okay. Do you want to spend a third of it on Stella?
Give me till next week and we'll see what else I have, okay?
That's good. We need to see some more possible purchases.
I need to see some more possibilities.
Now it's a game. Now I like it.
All right. Now this is fun. Now this is fun because I'm not playing with my own money.
Yes, that's true. All right. Now that we've given you our time and our assistance in your purchase decision, why don't you give us
the news?
Yeah, you owe us some news.
I owe
you
big
the headlines.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Okay, everyone. That was fun. We're going to keep this light and breezy. All right, guys?
Because the headlines in the world these days, that's what I say about them. Light and breezy.
the world is ending. Okay. But and before then, Kerrig acquired Creed. Okay. Now, who is Kerrig?
Oh, business desk. We're at business desk. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Sneakers on the city, sidewalks, taxi cabs buzzing about. We're at the business desk. Okay. So who is Kerrig? Kerrig is a BFD. Big freaking deal. A global luxury group. Kerrig owns many, many fashion houses. Gucci, Saint Laurent, Bottega Veneta, Balenciaga, McQueen, Brioni, Boucheron, Pomellato, so many brands, okay? Now, for some, like, if you really want to rewind, this is like the biggest deal because Kerrig is really putting a stake in the ground with beauty. This is their first really big moment in beauty, but this is actually not really the truth because in the late 2000s, the group was then called PPR. For those of you who are not super new to the game, you might remember this. PPR had a beauty subsidiary called YSL Beauté. This is such a callback to like 5 minutes ago because YSL Beauté owned Stella McCartney, hello, with that fragrance. They also own YSL, well, before it was YSL, Yves Saint Laurent Beauté. Jen, you remember that when everything was like gold? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Boucheron, Zegna, and all of that was sold to L'Oreal in 2008. So this is big, big news with Creed. Okay, another Kerrig moment, Alexander McQueen.
Wait, can I just tell you that an ex ruined green Irish tweed for me? Because Creed's, White Flowers is the wedding fragrance. It's so beautiful. Yeah. I believe it's the name. Green Irish Tweed is the most amazing cologne. It is smoky and soft and, oh my God, it's like milky cream musk on the skin. And now I think of that ex still. It was his scent.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I hate when someone does that.
I didn't ruin it. Fragrance. It would make me think of him, though. Aww. What up, Tony? Hey. Okay, moving on.
Okay. So, okay, speaking of Kerrig, Alexander McQueen, I feel like we never hear about beauty launches from McQueen ever, like any kind of fragrance beauty launch. The last I remember from Alexander McQueen was like a fragrance from a billion years ago. McQueen is launching into candles, and you know Jen and I are candle obsessed. The candle collection is made up of three scents, Ghost Flower, Pagan Rose, and Savage Bloom. I know, right?
It's like I'm walking back through the costume exhibit of him. All his work all over again. I can smell it in the air.
Right? It's so romantic and cool and crazy.
And
I love
dark it. And gothic.
It's, yeah, right?
Yeah. But like gothic in the true gothic sense, like Dracula literature from the late 1800s, you know, that vibe.
Yes. I feel like I'm in like in a forest and there's those shoes like in a hall and there's echoes. Yeah. Innovation and tradition and strength and fragility, according to the brand. Those are the words that this evokes. So each candle, I love this, was envisioned by a different perfumer, and they had to bring all of the McQueen codes, interpret them into fragrance. Then the runway collections were also an inspiration.
All fashion houses should have a signature candle. It should be the scent of your store. And like, we just learned from Caroline Fibergrass all about how scent can represent a brand so well. Everybody go to Caroline, get your candle.
Well, there's an article.
Go to Caroline and get your candle.
One stop shop. I wasn't thinking of referencing this, but you brought up a great point. The disconnect between, or just sort of the huge blind spot that fashion brands have when it comes to fragrance, but just like the bigger beauty space. There's a great article in Business of Fashion the past week or so about that huge sort of misalignment between beauty and fashion and how like the fashion houses kind of often have like this afterthought with beauty.
Yeah, or with some licensing deal from years ago and it went off the rails and now they want to bring it all back under one house and you have two distinct brands, but they should be saying the same thing.
Exactly. So McQueen is a much smaller fashion brand compared to some of the other big guys, but this is a perfect example of a brand that's really getting it right. So yeah, you're not going to see these everywhere. They're probably not going to make a ton of money on them. Each of these candles are £295 each. You should Google them.
I feel like Alexander McQueen would have approved that, by the way. Yeah. Go watch the documentary while you think about this. I feel like he would have been like candle, right? Oh, such a good documentary.
It's incredible.
I feel like candle would be on brand and the way to go. This is a smart move. I approve. Stamp of approval.
So good. So good. So I'm dying to try this. This is so cool. So check it out. Okay, this is serious news.
but it's good news. It's like, it's bittersweet. So Canada has banned cosmetic products, the testing of cosmetic products on animals, joining more than 40 countries who have also taken the same step already. So you might be wondering who those are. That's all of the EU, as well as Mexico, Colombia.
That with an asterisk that I'll explain in a second. Go on.
Oh, okay. So, oh, yeah. So Jen, okay. I'm very glad
you
that
keep going.
We're
keep
talking
going.
About
keep
this.
Going.
Okay.
Yes.
Mexico, Colombia, Ecuador, Guatemala, Australia, New Zealand, and India. A similar law is also hanging in the Brazilian Senate awaiting signature.
Wow.
Yeah. So these new regulations are going to ban the sale and import of cosmetics that rely on animal testing. And it's also going to make it an offense for a company to say that their products don't use animal testing, but do. So this is the result of a decade-long campaign to ban animal testing. I find this really, really encouraging because often I feel like people sort of throw their hands up or roll their eyes when people...
Or they think it's not a problem anymore. Nobody's doing it.
Right. It's a little bit like every little step helps. Every little signature, every little sign.
There's a couple states that have banned it in the United States, but it's not at federal level yet. Get on board, USA. Canada
Which
did
is
it. Come on.
Insanity. It's like, what are we waiting for? Jen, take it away.
Well, my asterisks was, because I wrote about this recently for The Cut, that the European Union banned animal testing in 2013. So 10 years ago, Canada's a little bit late to the game. But it doesn't mean it doesn't happen, because there's something called the European Chemicals Agency. If you have a new ingredient and you can't prove its safety with the other means of testing, of which there are plenty, this group, the ECHA, can require you to do animal testing in order to prove the safety. So I talked to some chemists about that, and they're like, they're still allowing it, especially when they want it to prove safety. So if a company doesn't have the money to do the kind of testing they need to prove the safety without animal testing, in order to enter the European market, they still might test on animals. And it's really hard to find out which companies are doing that, because they might still have a cruelty-free stamp, but then just to get this new peptide, they had to test that peptide on some bunnies. So I'll link to the article I wrote in The Cut so you can see that. It's still, let's reward the good news where we can, though. It is still much less prevalent in Europe because of that, and now in Canada. And they made it an offense so that, like, if it does happen.
All right, let's celebrate the good news. I want to end on that. This is a small, it's not a small step, it's a big step.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, Canada.
Raise a wand to Canada.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Hey, Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. All right, it's time to raise a wand. It's been a chunky dunky episode.
Not a gloopy doopy body scrub.
It's not a gloopy doopy. It's a chunky dunky. By the way, it's taken John and I like 7 hours to record this episode because we keep getting interrupted by like everything. Okay, raise a wand. Christina coming up. This one is a goodie.
Hi, Jen and Jess. This is Christina from Los Angeles, and I'm calling to raise a wand to my summer product. It is actually a lid tint by Jillian Dempsey in the shade Glimmer. This isn't necessarily like a bronzy, glowy situation. What this is that like 3, 4 p.m., maybe 5 p.m., you're starting to look like you have consumption and you need that pre-going out for drinks midday boost. This is like it. I don't know what it is. It's like a true rose goldy, peachy, nudie shimmer. And I know it's a lid tint, but I use it all over my face. I always keep it. It's got a big fat mirror on the top. It's really light. You do a little tap, tap, tap on your cheeks, on your eyelids, like maybe across the like bridge of your nose. And I swear, I have come off of 8-hour flights with nothing on my skin except a little bit of this and like some under eye concealer. And people are like, oh my God, you got a facial. It is like the number one way to cheat golden hour. It is not going to last all night. So it's definitely just like a quick touch up product. But I swear, it's the thing that like after spending a day alone with my 10-month-old child, makes me look alive again. So I hope that helps someone. I hope someone enjoys it. I think it's the secret of youth. A death becomes her level product. So I hope this is a good raise of wand. Love you guys.
Okay, Christina.
Oh my
God. Let's get drinks.
Christina, where does Christina live?
She's from Los Angeles. Yeah.
Okay, not a big deal. Christina, here's what you're going to do. JetBlue to New York. Get on a flight. Bring your Jillian Dempsey.
Then swim to Hoboken.
Swim to Hoboken. They have a ferry. It's great.
We love you.
I'll come to the city. It's fine.
I will say, I think her voicemail was about 3 minutes long. I did edit it down for you guys. There's even more fun color commentary that we took out. But Christina is a true member of the fam, the Fat Mascara fam here. She is ride or die.
I was cracking up.
But also great product. Like, we both know that product. You can put it anywhere.
It's great. It is a great product.
I think it's like the subtle golden hour. We're not doing like the TikTok influencer golden hour that's like too, yeah. I love this idea.
It's grown up golden hour. It's no big deal.
Grown up golden hour.
Wait, should I start a TikTok grown up golden hour? And it'll be like,
I just want you to stitch together with every, like, when a trend comes up and you're like, really? And then it's Jess's version, grown up golden hour. So good.
I'm going to start doing a TikTok.
Great. Can't wait.
I feel like you're joking.
I would love that. I hate doing TikToks. I want you to do them.
Okay, listen. If you don't follow us on TikTok, follow us on TikTok. Jen does
once
TikTok.
Once in a blue moon, I pop on there for a episode recap. I really try. They take so long, guys.
It takes a long time.
If you're out there consuming TikToks and not making them, you need to give back. You need to try and make one because they do take a while.
They do take a while. So props to all the people who make them, but they take a really long time. I'll start doing them soon. I will.
Listen, I have 4 jobs, so I don't really have the TikTok one falls to the bottom of the list. I'm sorry.
I understand.
Christina, excellent, excellent pick. We're keeping this going. You could call it golden hour. You could call it bronzy. You could call it, as Christina did, I have consumption at 3 p.m. and just need a little pick-me-up, but it happens to have a bronzy glow to it. That's the kind of product we want. We want you to share Raise a Wand. Call us, 646-481-8182, or send a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com.
Okay. Jen, what do you got?
I, too, have something glowy. I cannot believe this product works, but it does. Paula's Choice Healthy Glow Invisible Sunscreen Oil. Have you ever seen a facial oil that has SPF 30?
Very rarely, if I have, because I'm not calling one to mind immediately.
A facial oil that performs like a facial oil that is perfectly clear and yet has SPF 30. I'm going to use this video online. Look at me. I look like I'm on QVC. I'm rubbing it in for Jess so she can see how clear it is.
Ooh.
It feels like, you know that Biossance face oil with the swelling?
Yeah, of course.
It feels like that. I don't know how Paula didn't make it. Paul's team, you know. I don't know how Paula's Choice did this, that they got SPF 30 into a face oil. But I really, really like it when I'm feeling just like blah and dry. I like just keep putting it on. It's probably not for people with oily skin. I'll be honest. But a dry little person like me, it's so good. And I can put it on under, over makeup. I just smear it all around with whatever else is going on there. And you look shiny and beautiful. Like when you're out on the beach or by the pool and you want to have that gleamy glow, you would not use this all over your body. It costs too much for that. But a face oil with sunscreen, what do they think of next?
I love that because sometimes you're not in the mood to like, I feel like that's a quick and dirty. That's a quick and dirty one.
Yeah, it just, I don't know that it will resonate with a large percentage of the population because it's not invisible. It definitely is a face oil, so it's going to give you dewy, dewy, glassy, glassy, golden, golden, but go for it.
I feel like that's a good moment for your glassy skin,
yes.
A little lip gloss or a little color.
Yeah, it's almost like you don't need foundation if you are happy with your skin as it is because there's so much reflection from light. It sort of tricks the eye into being like, she's so gleamy. There can't be any imperfections under there. Get it?
I know the look you're talking about. I get it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm doing a skin product too. So about a couple months ago at Moda, we launched a brand called Skin Design London. Jen, have we talked about Skin Design London?
Maybe offline, but not with the fam.
Okay, so Skin Design London, I'd heard about last year
The founder, Fatma Shahin, is an amazing facialist from London. She is just a really smart, very cool woman who is super straightforward. I love that about her. And I met her like through a, I don't even know how I met her. I met her through like recommendations. Like, have you met Fatma? Have you met Fatma? She has this line that is very, as I like to say, very edited, doesn't have a million SKUs. Everything is very straightforward and to the point. She's been an esthetician for a million years in London. She does a lot of different celebrities, many of who I cannot name, but a lot of super, super, super A-listers who are like, if you're watching the Oscars, that's her sort of clientele. Ooh.
And I imagine they'd be British because she's in London. Can I use that?
No, but I mean
help people figure out which celebrities we might be talking about.
Yes, but some of them are the kind of people who have houses like everywhere. They're just like celebrities of the world. But she came out with this line recently, and you kind of know what you're getting on the pack. So it's like your plumper, your peel, your
face bath.
Face bath that's like a beautiful, if you're a fan of the Elemis Balm Cleanser, this is good. This is even a little richer than that. But the one I wanted to talk to you about now for Razor Wand, sorry for all the wind up, is Face Tight. You know, when you just feel like if you went out.
You're welcome for the sound effect.
that's a free one. We didn't even have to download that one. Okay, thanks, Jen.
You're welcome.
If you're just feeling like, oh, puffy, bloated, you're feeling like things aren't where they used to be, Face Tight just gives you that, like, it's such a corny word that everyone uses, but there's nothing better. It gives you that like snatched face feeling.
How does it
do that? It makes you feel like, it's like a bra for your face. That is so not what Fatma would like me saying about her.
We often come up with a great tagline. I love that tagline. I'm not sure that's her branding.
No, it's not the branding.
The bra for
I'm so
face.
Sorry, Fatma. I love you. That is definitely not what we want to be saying.
That's more like the frownies tagline.
Yeah. Yeah, that is so not. It just gives you like, you know when you just need to feel ready? Here's another sound effect. Together.
Okay. The snap is for the snatch.
Yeah, together.
You can do my slurp and a snap at the same time, and that's what it does
I love
to your
it.
Face.
I love it. And it plays really well under makeup. So I'm loving Face Tight. When people ask, like, what should I get from Skin Design London, from Moda, I struggle because I think about the different peels because those are very instant, but so is Face Tight. So right now, I've just not been feeling super awake, and Face Tight is very good for me in the morning.
Okay. Look at all these ingredients. Lots of peptides, an acrylate, cross-polymer. Suck it up and make it good. I love this.
Yeah.
Can you get me one?
Yeah, I can. I can get you a Face Tight. No probs.
All right. We'll also put it in the show notes so you guys can link through to Moda and buy it along with anything else that we have talked about. But don't forget to send us your golden hour glowy stuff because I want to keep that going because so far we've gotten like a lid tint you can use everywhere that's sheer. I have a couple other in the bank. But like there's going to be powders. There's going to be drops. There's going to be all that good stuff. And we'll all be glowy and bronzy as we drift off to beauty sleep thinking about Friday when we're back with an interview. And that's the show.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence.
Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.